test results on four passengers suspected of potentially having contracted coronavirus came back negative, so Royal Caribbean's Anthem of the Seas will sail from New Jersey on Monday afternoon. Passengers were allowed to board on Sunday if they preferred. The ship will sail a shortened altered itinerary, which will take the ship to Bermuda instead of Bahamas as originally scheduled. And after testing all 1,800 crew members on board, the Hong Kong government has lifted the quarantine that it had placed on the Genting ship World Dream. The ship was quarantined after eight guests who had been on a previous journey tested positive for coronavirus. Passengers on the ship who had shown symptoms of potential infection tested negative, and the decision was made that remaining passengers did not need to be tested as they had no contact with the infected. And finally, Princess Cruises released a video in which Vice President Ray Calori outlined how the company has been responding to the needs of the quarantined passengers aboard Diamond Princess. He said that additional medical staff have been brought aboard, as well as passengers having access to free Wi-Fi and additional entertainment, including exercise videos. And a look at cruise line stocks for Monday morning. Carnival Corporation at 42.20, Royal Caribbean at 111.55, and Norwegian Holdings at 52.81. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.